This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Silence it, and if it's far away, you're actually obligated to break your prayer, go turn it off and come back again. And if you don't lose your prayer, if it's in your pocket and you're looking for it, that you don't, this is purposeful movements that you're using to make sure that you don't bother others. Jazakumullah khairan. That is always beautiful, but during prayer, try to keep your phone silenced, inshallah. يروي الإمام البخاري في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تحديث tonight collection of Imam Bukhari. It's actually going to narrate two. They're very similar. One is in collection of Imam Bukhari alone. The other one is in both collections, Bukhari and Muslim. So, and they're very similar, but there are some differences. So I'll just kind of clump them together, and then I'll explain the idea. It's pretty clear. And this one, and of course, within the theme of treating your parents and relatives with excellence, we've kind of moved on to Arham, which is relatives. And at the end, I'll kind of put it all together once we come to the end of this series, inshallah, which is not too far from now. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام إن الرحمة شجنة من الرحمن قال الله من وصلك وصلته ومن قطعك قطعته وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها أم المؤمنين فيما يرويه الشيخان قالت قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الرحم معلقة بالرحمن تقول من وصلني وصله الله ومن قطعني قطعه الله. So these ahadith, the first one, Abu Hurairah tells the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, says الرحم. So الرحم, the word رحم, if depending on what the context is, it will have a couple of meanings. The uterus is called رحم, right? But that's not what it's talking about here. Rahim as in the concept of kin relationships. Rahim, I mean, as in your relation, as in your blood relations, as in your family, your relatives, the people who are related to you. Arham al-Rahim. So the concept, obviously, it's not a thing. Like the Silat al-Rahim is not a thing, but it's a concept. And that's why this hadith is figurative. There's no way to understand it actually physically, because al-Rahim is not a physical thing. It's a concept. So it's a, so when it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in al-Rahimah, Shijinatun, and one riwayah says shujina, and another riwayah says shajina. So the word is actually narrated in all three. So if you've heard it in a different one, it's fine. It's all the same thing. Shijina means a piece of something. So in al-Rahima, shijinatun min al-Rahman. And they use the word shijina to say a piece of a tree, meaning this piece of the bark of the tree. So the Prophet ﷺ is telling us that indeed the concept of rahim, of blood relations, of your family, is a piece of al-Rahman subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a figure of speech, and it's saying that this concept is so valuable, it's so important, it's so central, that it's like it's a piece of Allah Himself. Because the word Rahim is actually derived from the word Rahman, or the opposite. You could say Rahman, both you derive Ar-Rahman and Rahim, but because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Asl, He is the origin of everything, so His name is the origin. And this is what linguistic scholars have said, that Rahman, out of all the words, the origin is not the three-letter root, the origin is Allah's name, Ar-Rahman or Ar-Rahim subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He derived for the concept of blood relations a name from His name. In another hadith of what he said, alayhi sallam, meaning the concept of blood relations was given the name Rahim. And of course the uterus is called Rahim because of that. And those were given that name because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala derived for them a name from His own, which is one of His most beautiful names, Ar-Rahman, because of how much He loved it. And this Rahim is a piece of Ar-Rahman, figuratively speaking. فَقَالَ اللَّهُ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at it and He says, مَنْ وَصَلَكِ وَصَلْتُهُ, those who strengthen your connection, I will strengthen my connection with them. وَمَنْ قَطَعَكِ قَطَعْتُهُ, and those who sever their relations of their kin, that I will sever my relationship with them. And in Aisha's hadith, the Prophet ﷺ says, الرَّحِمُ مُعَلَّقَةٌ بِالرَّحْمَنِ, الرَّحِم is associated, holding on to God. And there's other narrations where it's more figurative and it's more descriptive, where the رَحِم مُعَلَّقَةٌ بِحِقْوِ الرَّحْمَنِ means holding on, it's as if it's holding on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen it or to honor it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. So the Rahim will say, مَنْ وَصَلَنِي وَصَلَهُ اللَّهُ, those who strengthen me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be in connection with them. And those who sever me, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will sever His relationship with them. In another hadith, and I'll narrate these hadith inshallah, there are other wordings for it. But this is what he's saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's telling us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked at al-Rahim, the concept of your blood relatives and your family. Family is the word, easier word, honestly. I don't even like using blood relations and kinship and all this other stuff. Who loses these words, honestly? These are words you never hear outside of a dars. It's family. Talking about family. Your family, your direct family, your extended family, it's family. That's what it is. Family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at family and says, those of you who strengthen your family and stand by your family, I stand by them and I love them and I'm close to them. And those who ruin your family, I don't want them. Jalla jalalullah. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says when he looks at family. So be very careful when you take a step that is going to ruin your family. Be careful. Think long and hard before you do something that can ruin the fabric of your family and take away and take away brothers and sisters from each other and take away relatives. Think long and hard because it's very valuable. This is something worth the sacrifice. This is something worth giving things up for. This is something worth going the extra 1,000 miles, putting your wealth or putting your time, because it's family. Because why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose it for it a name from His own. The word a'ila is also family. But no. We don't use that word in Islamic law. We use the word rahim because it derives from ar-Rahman, because that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it to be. Because He looked at it because it's a piece of Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you can't even understand that because He's not physical and this is not a physical thing. But that's what He's saying. It's a piece of me. It's a part of me. And I will sever those who sever it, and I will strengthen my connection with those who do the same. Very meaningful. Wallahi, it's very meaningful. We live in a society that does not care for this stuff very much. Or cares for it, but on a simple level. Like the Western, we have to be honest, Western society is like, family is nice, but they're nicer when they're farther away. When we see them just on, No. All of you guys come from family, go back a generation. I am sure that your grandmother was married in the house with her in-laws. I'll bet you money on this. It's haram to do so. But I bet that any of you go back and ask about your grandparents, one of your grandmothers married your grandfather and he was living in his parents' house and she had to grow up with her mother-in-law inside the house and all of his siblings and all of the... Because it was family. I'm not saying it's amazing, but the concept of family was very strong. It was there and it's beautiful, actually. Yes, it comes with... It can be a headache sometimes. Yes, it can be extremely draining and tiring and there'll be a lot of problems, But the thing is that in the long run, it's worth it. In the long run, it is totally worth it. Because I don't want to say alhamdulillah because it may sound kind of petty, but we have a group of people in the world who decided they don't want family. So we got to see what happened to them. So now we don't have to walk down that path anymore. They're coming back saying this didn't work. We walk down the path where at 18, they have to leave the house and they can do whatever they want. It's their freedom, their liberty. We don't get involved. We just show up for stuff. And now they're coming back saying this does not work. This is not working. It's not good. Why are we walking down this same route? Why are we as Muslims? This is one of the things that we took, that made us a little bit, gave us an edge, was that we held on to our families. We took care of each other, and that no matter how annoying we were to one another, we continue to be there for each other. You don't have to love your family. Wallahi, you don't even have to like them. It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. That's not a question that arrives in this whole argument. When we talk about family and rahim, the concept of loving them and liking them, I don't care. Like somebody comes, I don't like Fulan. So what? Is he not your blood? It doesn't matter. This is your blood. You stick to them. That's important. Unless it's abusive or toxic, and that's very rare. Very, very rare. It's case by case. The majority of it is not that like that. It's just difficult and it's hard. But it's a piece of ar-Rahman. And he looks at it and he said, I will strengthen my connection with those who strengthen you, and I will cut off those who cut you off. Well, think about that. Because it's one of the few things that we have left, wallahi. One of the few things that we have left, and we better not, we have to be smarter about this. I'll talk about this more, inshallah. I'm sorry for taking too much time. يروي الإمام البخاري في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الرحم شجنة من الرحمن يقول الله من وصلك وصلته ومن قطعك قطعته وعن عائشة أم المؤمنين رضي الله عنها فيما يرويه الشيخان قالت قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الرحم معلقة بعرش الرحمن أو بالرحمن تقول من وصلني وصله الله ومن قطعني قطعه الله صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله لا إله إلا الله وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.